Mookie Betts sets Dodgers record with 29th leadoff homer. Los Angeles, Mookie Betts set a Dodgers record for leadoff home runs and Teoscar Hernandez added his first two long balls for Los Angeles in a 6-3 victory over the St. Louis Cardinals on Friday night. Betts hit his 29th leadoff homer for the Dodgers on the first pitch from Zach Thompson. Bobby Miller struck out a career-high 11. Allowing two hits and a walk in six innings, and Evan Phillips pitched a perfect ninth for his second save. I think that even a calendar year ago, wasn't able to command the fastball like he was, Dodgers manager Dave Roberts said. You know 100 is still 100, but if it's over the middle of the plate, these guys can hit it. Now the command is there like a polished seasoned veteran. Betts, in his fifth season with the Dodgers after a trade from the Boston Red Sox, broke a tie for leadoff homers with Davey Lopez, who played for Los Angeles from 1972 to 81. Betts moved into sole possession of fifth place on the Major League's leadoff home run list with his 49th, breaking a tie with Ian Kinsler. Betts trails Ricky Henderson, George Springer, Alfonso Soriano and Craig Biggio. Betts' home run to left was nearly identical to the one he hit Thursday in the Dodgers' home opener. He has home runs in three consecutive games. A seven-time All-Star and the 2018 AL MVP, Betts has 255 home runs in 11 seasons, hitting a career-high 39 last year. Hernandez, who signed a $23.5 million contract, hit a solo homer in the second over the bullpen gate to the opposite field in right, then hit a three-run drive in the fourth that bounced off the top of the left-center field wall and into the stands for a 5-0 lead. When you've got a good lineup, it's always fun, Hernandez said about anchoring the bottom half of the order, with Betts, Shohei Ohtani and Freddie Freeman at the top. But it's not about the lineup. It's about the team and the whole team is good. That's the thing that we've showed, that we're going to do this year. Miguel Rojas added his first home run of the season in the seventh off Giovanni Gallegos. Rojas didn't hit his first last season until August 2nd. Thompson gave up 5 runs and 6 hits in 5 1/3 innings as the Cardinals dropped to 0-2. Nolan Gorman had a 2-run double in a 3-run eighth. Despite his final pitching line, Cardinals manager Oliver Marmol liked what he saw from Thompson against the loaded Dodgers lineup. He made a couple of pitches that they got a hold of, but other than that, he got ahead of guys, he got into his secondary stuff. His slider was in the zone, mixing in some changeups and curveballs, Marmol said. He kept his composure even when things didn't go his way and I though he did a really nice job. I like where's at. Up next, Cardinals. RHP Lance Lynn is set to make his first start in his return for his initial big league team on Saturday as he faces the club he pitched for at the end of 2023. Dodgers. RHP Yoshinobu Yamamoto is set to make his home debut after he lasted just one inning and gave up 5 runs last week against San Diego Padres in Seoul. By Doug Padilla.